boarded flights from across the globe for the 26th International Fly Tying Symposium, which would be held once again at the Doubletree in Somerset, New Jersey. Chuck Ferimsky, the director and promoter in chief, described it as the ultimate candy store for fly tires. More of everything. More fly shops, more displays, more fly tying secrets. John McClane, Roger Plourd, and 100 celebrity tires would be there. The theme of the show, never enough. There would be no fish and wildlife agents descending on Somerset. Instead, they were focused on headline-grabbing busts of rhino horn and elephant ivory. A Canadian college student who had recently been caught at the border with 51 turtles taped to his legs, intended for sale to Chinese turtle soup fanatics, was sentenced to prison for 5 years. In a statement to the court, he thanked the U.S. justice system for stopping the darkness of my greed and ignorance. But the men at the Never Enough Symposium knew they were safe. Those who kept the skins Edwin stole had only to snip the tags off to remove the evidence and keep the law at bay. Those who bought patches or plucked feathers knew that nothing could tie their quarry back to the crime. From the skins, they harvested wings and breastplates and capes. From the fragments, they harvested individual feathers. Miserly tires stowed them away in mothballed drawers to treasure in private moments. Others, aware that the Tring and law enforcement weren't even looking for them anymore, openly traded and sold them back and forth until the bulk of the birds had dissolved into the bloodstream of the feather underground. Before long, stealing birds from museums was once again a laughing matter on the forum. When a member posted a photo of himself in front of a stuffed florican bustard at the Natural History Museum in London, one user replied, "Thank goodness it was protected by a case of glass. I can see the look of fear in that bustard's eyes." Another forum member uploaded photos of mounted birds that he had recently taken during a visit to the Academy of Natural Sciences in Philadelphia. Blue chatterers, great green macaws, and the birds of paradise. The subject line, paging, Secret Agent Edwin Rist. In January 2016, snow crunched under boots as the postman cut across the parking lot with a delivery for Dr. Robert Press Jones. Nearby, kids tugged sleds up the shallow hills of Tring Park for another run, the exhalations of their parents' cheers visible in the January chill. Inside Walter Rothschild's museum, wide-eyed children pressed palms to glass, eyeballing the stuffed polar bear before sprinting off to see the rhinoceros. The address on the envelope was written in neat block lettering. No return address. A Norwegian postage stamp. When the staffer opened it, there was no letter, just a Ziploc bag full of feathers, black and orange and crimson. After some discussion, a curator carried it down the long silent hallway to the vault, passing Victorian-era birds in spirit, tens of thousands of eggs and skeletons, the collection of endangered and extinct specimens, Darwin's finches, and the cabinets that once housed Wallace's birds, coming at last to a stop before the door marked Pyroderus scutatus. A tray was pulled out, revealing a pile of crime scene evidence bags. The Norwegian delivery was placed inside, and the cabinet doors closed with a quiet thump. This is MacLeod Andrews. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of The Feather Thief, Beauty, Obsession, and the Natural History Heist of the Century by Kirk Wallace Johnson. This program was directed by Jessica Kay. Executive producer, Karen Jakonski. Text copyright 2018 by Kirk Wallace Johnson. Production copyright 2018, Penguin Random House, LLC. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.